Hello everybody, this is Irvin of IrvinRoo.com. I'm going to be showing you some yoga postures or poses that we can go through to help loosen up our body and help us become more flexible, but it will also help us gain better balance and core strength. So let's go ahead and get started. I'm going to have you stand at the front of your yoga mat. So if you have a yoga mat, that is great, or a stretching mat. And make sure you have enough area or room where you're going to be doing the stretches. So as you're standing nice and tall in your mountain pose, keeping your feet under your hips, keeping your shoulders back and down, stacking the crown of your head on top of your spine. Lifting your chest, standing up nice and tall with good posture. We're going to go ahead and begin to reach our arms up high as we inhale. Then we're going to exhale, go into reverse bend, lift your chest, push your hips forward, lean back. As long as it's okay for your lower back, arms are reaching back. Inhale, come up. Now we're going to move into a chair pose, pushing the hips back, keep your arms long, keep your back flat and strong and straight as your hips push back as if you're reaching your bottom or your butt to a chair. Continuing your breath in and out. Have the weight in your heels as well. When you look down, you should be able to see your toes. Your knees are in line with your hips, and your feet are down just below. Inhale, we stand tall. Let's go ahead and fold forward with a flat back as we exhale. Hold behind your legs. Lift your hips up, press your thighs back as you're trying to bring your shoulders and your head to your feet. Continuing your breath in and out. Each exhale, you're pressing those thighs back as you're lifting your hips high. Now, let's go ahead and place our hands onto the ground as we inhale. Let's take a big step back with our left leg, that right knee fixed over your foot, and we exhale, inhale, exhale. Inhale, prepare. Exhale, let's take our right leg back to a push-up position, holding a plank, hips in line with heels to shoulders, and the crown of your head is in line with your spine. Let's go ahead and start to move into low plank. Coming down, you could rest your knees if you need to, and bring the body down as we inhale. Keep the elbows close to your ribs. Rest your knees, point your feet back. Now we lift up our chest, pushing the hips down, shoulders are back and down. Breathe in and out. As you're looking up into the ceiling or the sky, you should be able to see the whites of your eyes. If there's somebody in front of you, keep your shoulders away from your ears. Your arms are nice and strong and straight. Breathing in and out, keep pointing those feet back. Okay, we're going to inhale, lift our hips, and let's push them back to our heels as the arms are out in front. So now you're at a child's pose. Arms are reaching in front, you're going to get stretching through your back. Now let's inhale, come up to our table. Okay, so that means our hands are under our shoulders, knees under our hips, and our back is flat. We're going to curl those toes under and move into downward facing dog. We inhale, prepare. Exhale, lift the knees and hips up. Push back against the hands as you keep your back flat. Drive those heels down into the ground. Keep your arms strong and straight. Continuing your breath. Breathing in and out. Great job. Now as we inhale, let's exhale, walk our feet up to the back of our hands. So we're standing to the front of our mat, and we fold in half as we lift our hips high, and we continue our breath. We're going to release our hands. Now, you're going to inhale and stack your spine. You can walk your hands up your legs, tuck your hips under first, stack one vertebrae at a time. Slowly coming up through each, shoulders back and down, your head to be a blast. Okay, reaching the arms up high, and you can stretch into the fingers. And we'll bring our hands in front of our heart. Okay, so that's just one round of a sun salutation. We'll do a second set. Let's do that again. Inhale, reach up high with those arms. Reverse bend as we exhale. Chest up, hips forward, arms back. Inhale, we bring it up, stand tall. Let's push back our hips into that chair as we lean over our legs. See, you're nice and moving at a 45 degree angle or so. As you look down, see your toes below those knees. Keep those arms nice and straight. Reaching through the fingertips. Breathing in and out. Inhale, we stand tall. Fold forward with a flat back as we exhale. Having the arms along your sides. Then hold on to your legs. Lift your hips up. Press your thighs back. Breathing in and out. Bringing those shoulders and head close to your feet. Press those thighs back. Nicely done. We're going to place our hands on the ground as we inhale. Now we take a big step back with our right leg and keep that left knee fixed over the foot as we exhale. Now we inhale, let's drive our left leg back and exhale. Now we're at that plank position once again at the top of our push-up. Breathe it in and out. Okay, let's go ahead and lower ourselves down into a low push-up or low plank. Knees can rest on the ground if you'd like. Point your feet back, bring the body down as we inhale. And if it's uncomfortable for your lower back, just rest your forearms. If you're okay with it, we're going to cobra, hands under the shoulders. We inhale, prepare. Exhale, we straighten the arms, lift the chest. Shoulders are down, looking up. Breathe in and out. Hips, push back to child's pose, hips to the heels, arms out in front, rest your head onto the mat, and if you cannot bring your head to the mat, just fold your arms and let your head rest onto your hands, or stack your fist and let your head rest onto those hands. Relaxing with your breath. Let's go ahead and bring it up as we inhale, so we're back to our table. We're going to go into downward dog. Let's prepare, curling the toes under as we inhale. Exhale, lift up the knees and hips up, push back against the hands. We're at that upside down triangle for downward facing dog. Driving those heels down, let's move those legs, lift a heel and lower a heel, bend one leg as you straighten the other. Nice. We start to slow the movement down. Keep your back flat. Trying to tilt those hips up high. Pushing back against those hands. Now start to walk our feet up to the back of our hands. Fold in half into our standing forward bend. Let's go ahead and release our hands and roll up through our spine as we inhale. Stack through your spine like a string of pearls, one vertebra on top of the other. Hands can walk up your legs, shoulders back and down. Head to be up last. Great job. Nice way to get some good stretching in with two sequences of yoga sun salutation. Now I'm going to have you do some balancing on one leg. So, keeping your right foot on the ground. We're going to go ahead and take our left leg back. So we hinge from the hips with a flat back. We hinge forward and lift up your left leg. Now your hands, if you'd like, or your left foot first. You may keep the toes to the ground and hinge from your hips. Keep your back flat and your right leg straight. Or you could fold all the way in half. Keep your hands touching the ground and then lift that right leg up and parallel to the ground. Breathing in and out. Good. So now we're just standing on one leg. If you'd like to just keep your hands off the ground and try to have your arms next to your hips, you're flying out like a bird with your arms out to a T. Keeping your leg, your left leg up in line with your back and the arms up in line with your spine. Continue your breath and keep your eyes onto a focal point. And now let's inhale, come up and stand tall. Place that left foot down and lower the arms. Okay, let's mirror the image now. Right leg. You can go back, touch the toes to the ground. This is back behind you about 2 feet. And lean forward, hinging over those hips, flat back, left leg straight. Torso is parallel to the ground, arms out to a T. Or you can lift your right leg up off the ground so you're balancing on your left foot. Or if you feel comfortable, you can put your fingertips to the ground as you keep that right leg up. So with fingertips to the ground and left leg down, it's almost as if you're in a tripod stance. Keep your back flat. Keep that left leg straight. Focusing on your breath. Okay, we inhale, we come up, stand tall, place that right foot down as we exhale. Shake out left leg, move around a little bit. Nicely done, okay, so now let's go ahead and move into a triangle pose. Great stretch for the low back. So what we're going to do, step apart with our legs 3 feet. So first, right foot forward, keep that foot in line with your knee, and you take your left leg back. Now, try to take that heel farther back as your left foot is in about 45 degree angle, arms out to a T. Your legs are straight as you inhale. Exhale, let's lean over to the right. Bring the body down inside of that right leg so that right arm rests onto your thigh or inside of your leg. Raising that left arm up, let's look up at our hand. Try to line up that left hand through your shoulders to your right. Continuing your breath. Relaxing with each inhale and exhale. Think of a wall being right behind you. You're trying to bring that left hip and shoulder to that wall. Always try to stretch where it feels a little uncomfortable, but enough to challenge those muscles so you gain that flexibility. If you need to rest your right hand on a yoga block, you can place that inside your leg and put that hand on that yoga block. A few more breaths. Nice inhales and exhales. One of those inhales and exhales will complete one breath. Okay, with a big inhale, come up strong through our back. Exhale over the arms. And now we're going to turn our feet. Pivot to the left side. Now that left foot is in line with your left knee. Legs are straight. Right heel spins out. So your right foot inward toward the 45 degree angle with your body. Arms out to a T as we inhale. Exhale, we lean to the left. Bring that left arm inside of our leg. Reaching up high with that right arm. We're looking up at our hand. Continuing to breathe in and out. Into the ground with the outside of your feet. As you're looking up at your thumb, you're trying to line up that right hand through your shoulders to your left hand. Feel that stretch on the right side of your back, on the hip there. Excellent job. Now we're going to inhale, come all the way back up, strong through the back. Exhale, lower your arms, pivot your feet to center, soften your knees, bring your legs back under your hips. Okay, let's go and move right and left little windmills. Moving your torso, swing your arms left and to the right.
down right there. So move our shoulders in big circles going forward. Round and round, shoulders up toward the ears, then forward, then back, then down, and up toward the ears, forward, up and down. Big circles going forward. Okay, now change the direction with those shoulders as they go up, back, down, and forward, up, back, and down. Nicely done. Releasing a lot of tension in the upper back. Leaving some stress in the upper back there. And a good stretch in your neck muscles. Okay, now keep those shoulders back and down. Now we're going to stretch out our neck muscles to relieve a lot of tension and stress that's usually found there. So what we're going to do is we're going to raise our right arm up, place that left hand to the right hand up, left hand, right hand up, and place it to the left ear. Then we exhale, bring that head, the head over to the right side, and let your left shoulder move toward the ground. Continuing your breath, in and out. Each exhale, try to bring that head just a little further to the right. That left shoulder moving toward the ground. Okay, we're going to release that arm, bring it up, bring that right arm down next to our torso, lift the head. Now we're going to lift up the left arm up high, and bring that hand to hold on to the right ear. And we exhale, bring the head over to the left side, and that right shoulder moves down. Continuing our breath in and out. Left arm, lift up our head, bring that arm down, next to our torso, chin to our chest. Let's roll the head once again side to side. So here, first time with this stretch is ear to the shoulder on the left side, bring the chin to the chest and ear to the shoulder on the right side. Just get a good stretch in those neck muscles. And just relax with your breath. Great. Now we're going to go ahead and slow our head down, bring it up on top of our torso, lift arms up high, get a good stretch of the fingers, and lift your heels up as you're on your tiptoes, feet are under your hips. And now it's going to bring those hips down, heels down, chest up, hips forward, reverse bend as before, arms reach back. Inhale, come up, bring your hands in front of your chest and lower them down. And namaste. Thank you for listening to my audio podcast here with some yoga poses to help you increase your flexibility, increase your energy. So do stay tuned for my emails. I will be doing a live Google Hangout and helping out, and this will be video, to help you out with some of the yoga poses that I'll be doing, and also some Pilates. So the combination of those two really help to strengthen our core, especially with all the Pilates. And yoga is great for the mind and the body to help us gain more flexibility, help us relieve back pain, help us relieve some stress. Could be in the upper back, could be in the neck muscles, and help us maintain and lose weight as well and gain energy. So be sure to find me on all my social sites, and you can find me at urbanrue.com, and I'm also on Twitter. You can find me at my handle at Urbans Fitness. That's ervinsfitness. Alright, so, and I look forward to even seeing you on Google Plus. You can find me there at Urbans Fitness as well. So that's google.com plus Urbans Fitness, and also have another page as well, plus Urban Root. Okay? So I really hope to help you out with those exercises for better mind and body. Be happy and be healthy and keep moving and keep fit, everybody. I wish you well, and thanks for listening. Have a great day. Bye for now. See you in the next audio and video. And this is UrbanRue.com signing out. Thanks again, everyone. Please like and share the audio and videos when I get those out. Thank you.